It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, September 9th. The news is sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Today, the Missouri House could send two bills to the Senate. One would make it harder to change the state constitution by petition. The other would redraw congressional maps to be more favorable to Republicans. State Representative Anthony Ely of Jackson County near Kansas City.
Kansas City and Jackson County function as one community and shouldn't be chopped up into pieces. Let rural Missouri keep districts that fit rural needs, and let the Kansas City area keep one that fits ours.
John Simmons of Washington and Franklin County on whether the map was drawn in Missouri or Washington, D.C.
Governor Keogh is a self-made man. He's not going to take orders from anybody. He's going to do what's right for Missourians, and that's what he did, in concert, I'm sure, with advisors through the Trump administration.
The vote to approve the petition changed 96 to 55. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page's attorney defends his client for sending a piece of allegedly political mail that's landed him in criminal trouble.
After attorney Matthew Ratafeld said nothing on the anti-Proposition B mail was incorrect, KMOX pointed out the line about the county council being able to fire the police chief if it passed was disputed. Ratafeld's response?
In order to get the ball rolling, that would all have to start with the county council. And the ultimate decision very well could rely with the police commission.
Ratafeld said they also wish to speak with newly sworn in Attorney General Catherine Hanaway about dropping the case, saying they have information not given to the grand jury. He would not share that information with KMOX. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis County prosecutor says the death of Dorian Johnson appears to be a domestic incident involving a claim of self-defense, which is now being investigated. Prosecuting attorney Melissa Price-Smith says one suspect had been arrested and detained but was released when no criminal charges were filed within the 24-hour maximum holding time. Dorian Johnson was the friend of and with Michael Brown Jr. in 2014 when Brown was shot and killed by a former Ferguson police officer. The only homicide in the history of Ellisville remains unsolved.
The cold case dating back to 1980 has now been reopened for the fourth time since the original investigation was closed. In the death of a Parkway South school secretary, Margaret Walsh, who was 47 at the time, she worked nights at the Dairy Queen in Ellisville. All the other employees had left after the shift. She was in the process of leaving when she was shot in the head and killed. Someone got away with $125 that was in the drawer for the next morning. Fast forward to 2025, with the advancement of DNA testing, all of the evidence collected by Ellisville PD will be sent in, including her clothes and the bullet. Former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch is leading the cold case investigation.
What we need people to do is say, you know what, it's 45 years later, let's give this family some closure. So that's what we're going to ask of you. So here's what you can do. Please call Crime Stoppers, 866-371-TIPS. And if you call, we want you to be anonymous, and you will be eligible up to a $5,000 reward.
Outside Ellisville City Hall, Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Excavation of the Westlake landfill now slated to begin 2 years ahead of schedule in 2027. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin, says the decision to fast-track the project prompted by powerful testimony he heard earlier this year from victims of contamination. He told Spectrum News that the local community is happy about the expedited timeline and confirmed that pre-construction work is already ramping up. Zeldin added he's personally staying on top of the project's progress. Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. A new 4-year contract for musicians at the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra has been inked. The agreement between the symphony and the union representing musicians will boost their base pay to $128,000 a year in 2030. The deal also includes a $10,000 pay raise in the first year of the contract, as well as greater flexibility and expansion of community partnership programs. Symphony President Marie-Helene Bernard calls the new agreement an investment in musicians who are the very heart of the organization. The Seattle Mariners beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 last night. Two teams back at it tonight, 8:40 here on KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.